And now the Battle of the Bridge of Perth in Angus Mackay's setting. Somewhat thus. Is doubled. Tempo increases slightly. Maybe a slight rallentando there to step over into your next variation, the shoal singling. Now, at this point, D.S. MacDonald interjects, I recollect cadences. He certainly does in the Limlaw, Tourlough and Crowlough variations, the end of these phrase endings, which might be considered attractively breaking up otherwise a rather too predictable succession of intervals, maybe. It was that, if you did that, then you'd get helium pie and toe and toe and helium tie and toe and I yo. One door of iron door of iron. Indeed, I played this for years with cadences, a cadence E there, in all the tune, clearing the ground. Helion divi ho, helio ho, helio yon, helion divi han, helio hum by helio yon. See, that would give you the option of cutting up there to vary the beaten track a bit. Om pi helio. Or if you like, ho rum pi helio yon, ho vo hi ai. Don't cut up too abruptly. Where were we? Oh yes, the shoal singling. Presents no real difficulty and leads us to the doubling where we step up the tempo a little. And the true, bold, tonal skeleton of the tune finally stands revealed that it's in its most stark fashion. Heel ye vair of o'er of o'er, heel ye vair of o'er of o'er of o'er, vair of o'er of o'er, rohil is a gentle acceleration into the phrase and gentle slowing towards the end, just to show each phrase separately but and flowing fluently together. So on, which brings us to the Lemlo singling. You step across more or less thus. And so on, it's perfectly plain sailing till you reach the transition at the end of the singling. And I'm looking towards your doubling, which would come about roughly thus. And so that gentle slowing at the end of the variation, then we step over and up in tempo. But gently. And so on, bringing us in the course of nature to the toneless singling, coming off the end of the Lemlo doubling. See my rather tando there. If you're playing the DS McDonald style, of course, that would come out as he brandai brando brandai yo one hi brambai brambo brandai yo one, and so on through into your doubling. Brambai brambo brambai yo one. He brandai brando brando brandai brandai brando brando brandai brandai brando brando. If you play this too slowly, it can become very laborious and monotonous. You've got a very small tonal range to play with. Therefore, tempo becomes increasingly, consequentially important. Right ho, that should bring us then to the end of the Toodler doubling and a return in Mackay's setting of the ground, plainly marked, de capo thema, behind the Toodler doubling in his normal fashion. Thus, he brumbai brumpo brumbo brumbo brumbai brumpo brumbo brumbai yum bi hun heel yo rum heel yo hun. And you come off the end of your ground. Divai hun deal yo hun deal yo hun. He one. No problems. So we come through to the end of your singling. And then step over into your crawl, a doubling. And so on. Mackay concludes the tune. There is, of course, no amach. It concludes the tune with the Cabo theme, a return of the ground. Oh, Bdrie, 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 and so on and so on and so on. Very bold, simple tune. And yet, the management of the phrasing is extremely important to realise its proper bold effect. The really important final word on this is not to cut it too much. And you do not want hum bi hum biho hum biho hum. Smooth, even, flowing curvature of phrase contour. Ay yo hum bilio hum bilio, and so on. And that is the Battle of the Bridge of Perth.